The Deathly Hallows Part 1. Fans of the series may be amazed to learn there is not a single shot of Hogwarts, the magical academy where Harry and his friends studied for so long. But that doesn't mean the new film represents a complete break with the past. There's no shortage of magic in the new Harry Potter movie, which finds Harry, Hermione, and Ron forced to fend for themselves in a hostile world.
These are dark times, there is no denying.
Evil Lord Voldemort is more powerful than ever.
I must be the one to kill Harry Potter.
The dangers are such that Harry must be cloned to make it harder for the villains to catch him. Adding to the young wizard's problems is the fact his mentor Dumbledore is dead, leaving only a few clues to go on.
Together they make the Deathly Hallows.
There are the state-of-the-art special effects we've come to expect in these movies, but the Deathly Hallows Part 1 devotes much more time and attention to the conflicts and moral dilemmas faced by the characters who were once children, but are now clearly young adults.
Nobody else is going to die. Not for me.
The final Harry Potter book has been split into two long movies, so less had to be cut from J.K. Rowling's original story. This means the new film will be satisfying for devoted fans, but may be mystifying for those who are not as familiar with the material. Some knowledge of the original text is not exactly required, but it is certainly helpful.